asat kundalango kule brajamanam namami sharang sachi rananda rupa lasat kundalango kule brajamanam yashoda miyolu kala tavamanam paramishyan vatyanta todutya gopya yashoda miyolu kala tavamanam paramishyan Yukman Vijanta Kadamboja Yukmina Satankanetram Rudanta Moholetra Yukman Vijanta Kadamboja Yukmina Satankanetram Ushvasatam patire katakanta Sita greva damo tajam aktivanam
Ushvasatam patire katakanta Sita greva damo
Svagosham nimatyantam akyapajantam
Iti vishalilavi ananda kunde Svagosham nimatyantam akyapajantam
Thank you.
Kalai Snigdha Raktai Sagopya
Idam Te Mukam Mojam Adhyanta Nilaya Nidam Kundalai Snigdha Raktai Sagopya Mohushom Vitam Vimma Rakadarange Manasya Virastam Alam Lakshalavai
Mohushom Vitam Vimma Rakadarange Manasya Virastam Alam Lakshalavai
Namo Namgar Namoda Lananta Vishnu Prasida Prabho Dukkha Jalati Magnam
Namo Deva Namoda Lananta Vishnu Prasida Prabho Dukkha Jalati Magnam
Kripa Drishti Vishyati Dinam Batayo Krihane Samangakyam Nidyakshitrishaya
Kripa Drishti Vishyati Dinam Batayo Krihane Samangakyam Nidyakshitrishaya
Uberatmanyo Vata Jaya Mujito Bhakti Majokito Cha
Subera Kanyo Vata Mujhe Vayana Jaya Mujito Bhakti Majokito Cha
Tata Prema Bhakti Sakam Nipayacha Namokse Gyo
Tata prema bhaktir sakam vipayaccha Namakshe graho vishita madaneha
Namaste sramne spuratiti dhamme Kaliyo dharayatta vishvasya dhamme
Namaste sramne spuratiti dhamme
Namo Radhikayai Padiya Priyayai Namo Nanta Lilayai Devaya Trupyam
Namo Radhikayai Padiya Priyayai Namo Nanta Lilayai Devaya Trupyam
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Nice, das ist ja schon die Idee.
Aber es ist besser, wenn ich es von dir mache. Ich werde dich aufnehmen.
Ja.
Weil du machst ja, jeder macht ja ein bisschen seine Meinung.
Oh ja, okay. Okay, aber die. Hast du das die letzten Tage
gegeben?
Ja, sehr gut. Sehr gut. Yes. Again, we will take our bath in Radhakund. Please bring the prayer book from there. It's very small. This red one, yes. You can put it in on the table. Krishna. Yeah. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Here it is. Maybe Vipakit, you can do this. Give the devotees water.
Guru Maharaj, maybe you will chant the prayers, then I will give, because when we chant the prayers, it is, you know, somehow.
Oh, it evaporates. Yes. Oh, it can go.
Yeah,
yeah. Good. Good, good, good. Good idea. Oh, yeah. Again, when you can be peaceful. Let's go to a place which is dear to us. Yata Radha Priya Vishnus. Yata Radha Priya Vishnus. Tasya Kundam Priyam Tata. Tasya Kundam Priyam Tata. Sarva Gopisho Saivaika.
Sarva Gopisho Saivaika.
Vishnu Adyanta Vallabha.
Vishnu Adyanta Vallabha.
Just as Srimati Radharani is most dear to Sri Krishna, a bathing place is also dear to him. Amongst all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is unequaled, and she is very dear to Lord Krishna. He Shri Sarovara Sada,
He Shri Sarovara Sada,
Tvayi Sam Mat Isha,
Tvayi Sam Mat Isha,
Preshtena Sardam Iha,
Preshtena Sardam Iha,
Kelati Kamarangai,
Kelati Kamarangai,
Tvam Chet Priyat Priyam, Tvam Chet Priyat Priyam, Ativatayo Itimam,
Ativatayo Itimam,
Hadashayatya Kripaya,
Hadashayatya Kritaya,
Mama Jivitam Tam,
Mama Jivitam Tam.
O beautiful lake, my queen eternally enjoys loving pastimes with her beloved on your shore. Since you are most dear to them, then, oh please, now mercifully, show me that girl who is my life and soul. Radha Kund Ki Jai. Such a nice little ritual, isn't it? So every evening, one day our spiritual desires will be fulfilled.
Da ist eines dieser Shivaram Maharaj Bücher, die ist, glaube ich, da Nummer 4.
Schlag mal den Anhang auf. Vilakushamanjali, Text 102. And please let us sing. Namaste studamne spura dittidamme tvadiyo narayata visvasyadamme Namo Radhikaya Tvadiya Priyajai Namo Nata Lilaya Devaya Tubhyam. O Damoda, I offer pranam to the robe binding your belly, for it is an abode of brilliant effulgence. I offer pranam to your belly, which is the mainstay of the entire universe. I offer pranam again and again to Srimati Radhika, your most beloved, and I offer pranam to you, my divine Lord, who perform unlimited transcendental pastimes. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Askatyade Shatarine. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. So now, in closing this prayer, Satyavrata Muni offers his obeisances to the rope which binds Krishna's belly, which is the source of the Brahman effulgence. He also offers obeisances to the belly of Damodar, from which the entire universe has come. You know, by breathing out, so many universes come. And finally, he offers obeisances to Srimati Radhika and to the unlimited transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna. This is you can see how Satyavrata Muni's meditation goes in different steps. You must have thought about this extraordinary robe. How can an ordinary robe bind someone who has no outside and no inside, who's everywhere at the same time? It must be a robe, a special robe, a robe of love. And he also thinks of the belly of the Lord, which, although it looks so small, is the source of all universes. And finally, he thinks of the Lord's pastime with Srimati Radharani in Vrindavan. You must know that all these pastimes, the Damodara Leela and the Rasa dance, all go on simultaneously. It's not that first Krishna needs to grow up in Vrindavan until he is a youth in order to perform the Rasa dance. That only is there in the pastimes here in this world. Actually, I'm just thinking that the Damodara pastime is a Nainitika Leela, because yes, some people take part in it who are not yet liberated associates of the Lord. So, anyways, you must know that Krishna, when he performs this pastime, also according to the rasa in which he relates to his different devotees, as at the same time, inconceivably, is other pastimes going on. There's a very nice pastime told in Gaga Sanghita, where Krishna is carried by Nanda Maharaj as they walk through Vrindavan. And as they walk through Vrindavan, a thunderstorm comes, which is so powerful that all the trees are moved back and forth by the storm. Nanda Maharaj sees how little Krishna is afraid of that storm, but he needs to look for the cows. So where to put these? Where to put little Krishna? Should he go home, bring him to Yashoda, or what should he do? Should he look for the cows, and Krishna might become so afraid that he is really in danger of becoming really afraid? So Nanda Maharaj decides, cannot make up his mind. At this moment, the beautiful Srimati Radharani, fully grown up, steps out of the forest, and Nanda says, "Oh goddess of Vrindavan, can you take my little boy and bring him to the shelter of Yashoda?" Radharani does so. As they walk through the forest of Vrindavan, Krishna suddenly transforms from the little boy whom she carries on her arm to a full grown up Krishna, and they have different pastimes. So Krishna is able to do many things at the same time. Yes. And he manifests according to the different relationships which the devotees have, the different rasas. So finally, Damodara Satyavrata Muni thinks of Srimati Radharani. Somehow it's very loud today. Maybe we can just close the window. So I think because it is the last day of the Dhammadarastakam, I mean, we will continue the Dhammadarastakam, but we have now gone through all the 8 verses. And the last verse mentions Srimati Radharani. I wanted to read to you a verse from Vilap Kusham Manjali, the verse of hope. The devotee, when he develops his affectionate love for Krishna, at a certain stage will develop this great hope to get the mercy of Krishna or of Radharani. This verse speaks about this. us hope to get the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Asha Barir Amrita Sindhu Maya Katanchit Kalo Mayati Gamita Kila Sampratam Hi Tvam Chet Kripam Mai Vidasya Sinai Vakimme Prane Vrajena Chavaroru Bakari Napi. Oh, Srimati Radharani, thus I somehow spent my time here, aspiring after oceans of nectar. But if you are not merciful to me, then of what use are Krishna, living in Braj, and even life itself? So, this is Raghunath at the last step of his life. He says he is here in Vrindavan, spending his time with a great hope. And that hope is to have the darshan of Srimati Radharani. And he says, without the darshan, I find no use in Krishna, I can't find no use in living in Braj, and even my life appears useless. And this is the hope of the devotee to get the mercy of Radharani. So the commentary is very beautiful. Raghunath Das Goswami now makes a startling means shocking, disclosure. If he cannot see Srimati Radharani, then he is as disinterested in Vrindavan and even as disinterested in Krishna as he is in living. Certainly, this is a state of consciousness that cannot be imitated. Nevertheless, devotees should be aware of it and they should try to understand it. Together with verse 96, this verse defines the unwavering devotion of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Who follow in the service mood of Rupa Manjari. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur one day spoke about this verse and he said his name Vashabhanavi Devi Daitadas, that means he who is the servant of the mercy of Vashabhanavi Devi, that is Srimati Radharani. This he is the servant of the mercy of Srimati Radharani, is having this intention. He said, if I don't obtain the mercy of Srimati Radharani, then I find Krishna, Vrindavan, and even life useless. That is how the determination of the devotees go. They find this whole life and all it has to offer useless. They find their stay in Vrindavan, you know, with a beautiful scenery, also totally useless. They think Govardhan looks like a big snake for me, with Radha content. Syama Kunda, like the open mouth of a tiger who wants to swallow me. In other words, their interest is so much in the mercy of Srimati Radharani that everything else is not of value for them. This is something to think about. when we are thinking of Krishna consciousness or of Srimati Radharani. I find in my own spiritual life this great thought that the spiritual life must have a goal. Is my goal of life to just travel around, give lectures, and spread the holy name? Well, that is certainly one goal, to serve my spiritual master with this, but what is my personal aspiration? And as I'm turning with my mind to this question, I find many answers, but what I also can see is that this goal of spiritual life must be followed with some determination, just like otherwise we will not reach it, just like Srimati, just like Raghunath Das Goswami has this determination. He says everything is without obtaining Radha's mercy, it's not useful. He has a goal. What is our goal? As we live from day to day our Krishna conscious life, what is our goal? What is our goal also in going to Panchakarma? Do we feel our life will be happy when our body is healthy? Do we have this faith that this will ultimately satisfy us? Or if we get the perfect exercise or the perfect diet or the perfect apartment, is that a worthwhile goal? A worthy goal to invest everything which we have? I think only a person who has some goal to live for really lives. And he has to be careful to think about this goal and then to capture this goal, to keep it in front of the eyes and not do so many other things. I will do now a few other things, but finally when I'm old, I'm taking care of this goal. Maybe we may feel when we are asked the question, what is my goal? Oh, I know too little about Krishna. I know too little about Srimati Radharani to have just absolutely Krishna conscious goal or Radharani conscious goal in my mind. I just would be happy if I don't need to suffer so much physically and mentally and emotionally. But after a devotee is maturing a little, he understands just to fight suffering and take care that the suffering is no longer there, that's not a worthwhile goal to live. Just to fight that I don't have sciatic pain, or that I don't have any longer a gas problem. That itself, this cannot be the goal of life. Life is not negative, it's positive. So I would like to leave you with this thought for the night. What is your goal in spiritual life? If you don't yet have any goal in spiritual life, maybe it is time to do the steps so that you can have a goal in spiritual life. I think most of us are still a little bit, you know, we just have the daily tasks or the monthly tasks or the yearly tasks before us. Oh yeah, I have to make these arrangements. Oh yeah, I have to prepare this, or yes, I have to arrange for this. While all of this is necessary in our devotional service, we should ask ourselves, you know, we should engage our mind with goals, spiritual goals, and they first start by hearing about, when we hear about the goals of great devotees, and we think, oh, that's a goal, oh, to desire love of God, oh, that is what some devotees do, oh yeah, I should maybe also do that. We begin to think of, about this and become aware of it. But now I think that is my little karti task for you. You thought you would just enjoy the lectures, but no, you have a task, you have a duty, something to solve. It would be nice if at the end of Kartik you can formulate a spiritual goal which is connected with you, not which is irrealistic. Don't say, I want to have the darshan of Radha and Krishna at the end of Kartik, that's my spiritual goal. But there must be something which could be your spiritual goal, which is big enough to engage you 100%. So here we find Raghunath Das Goswami, and I intend to read this, to think about this verse in the evening when I go to bed. I want to think about this. For now, I will leave you with your thoughts. Have a good rest. And may your, yeah, please think about it. Oh yeah, thank you to these. Radha Syam Sundar Ki Jai, Shri Radha Damodar Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.